Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Nina. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video gave us some concrete numbers on how much plastic trash we have created. 50 pyramids of Giza each year. Can you imagine? If you cannot imagine how large the amount is, let me give you some other numbers. The Pyramid of Giza, 也就是古夫金字塔，或是有些地方会翻成吉萨金字塔，它的重量大约是575万吨。所以50座古夫金字塔就相当于 2.87 亿吨。而这当中每年又有800万吨的塑胶垃圾会流到我们的大海里面。影片中讲解的太平洋垃圾袋，也就是 The Great Pacific Garbage Patch， 只是目前漂流在所有洋面上最大的一个垃圾袋而已。 This plastic trash doesn't just endanger the marine lives. It will also likely end up in our stomachs eventually, since we eat the animals that eat the trash. After hearing these numbers, I really think it's high time for everyone to start cutting their daily waste.If you are buying coffee every day, use a thermos. If you are buying drinks from the tea shops every week, get your own cup and straw. Some people might say one paper cup or one plastic bottle is too small to make any changes. Go check the trash cans in your office or school and count how many cups are inside and think again. If all those cups were gone, would that make a difference or not?There are a lot more things to reduce waste than using a thermos. 除了使用自己的保温瓶之外，我们还有很多的方式可以减少浪费。Before you buy new clothes, shoes, bags, phones, or anything, ask yourself this important question. Do I really need this, or do I just want this? There's a huge difference between need and want. And also,Don't throw away old clothes or shoes if they are still good to wear. Donate them. And don't replace broken items with new ones immediately. Try to fix and repair them. We all have the ability to reduce waste, and it's definitely not a hard thing to achieve. Alright, let's practice our sentence. So, if you wanted to pick up every piece of plastic, it would take you 121 days at a walking pace of 5 kilometers per hour to cover the entire area.
好，我们慢一点再来一次哦。
So, if you wanted to pick up every piece of plastic, it would take you 121 days at a walking pace of 5 kilometers per hour to cover the entire area.
所以如果你想捡起每一件塑胶，你需要以时速5公里的速度走上121天才能走完整个区域。
好的，马上来看一下我们今天的 pronunciation tips。首先一样是断句的部分，我们在 plastic、 days 跟 hour 的后面都可以稍微停顿一下。再来我们看到句子的前面 if you wanted 这边的语调可以上扬来吸引听话者的注意力，念起来大概会是 So if you wanted to pick up every piece of plastic. 接下来我们注意到 pick up 这个片语，念快的时候一样会黏在一起，念起来是 pick up, pick up. 好，接下来我们看一下有哪些单字的发音要注意。首先我们一样是看到最前面的 wanted, wanted, 它这边字尾有 ed 的那个 t,的音要发出来 wanted 接下来我们看到 plastic plastic 它结尾的 c 发的是 k 的音 plastic 后面我们来看到 it would take you 这边的 take you 念快的时候常常会就是把它黏在一起然后它会有一个 q 的音在里面 take you take you 接下来我们看到 pace pace 的结尾 e 不发音然后它的 A 发的是长母音 A, 所以念起来是 pace, pace. 接下来我们看到 kilometer. Kilometer 有些人也会念成 kilometer, 所以这两种发音都是可以的。但是要注意哦 kilogram, 公斤就只能念 kilogram, 没有 kilogram. 好，接下来我们看到 hour. Hour 的 H 不发音，所以念起来跟我们的那个 hour 的发音是一样的哦。Hour. 最后我们来看到 the entire. Entire 的开头是母音，所以前面的 the 记得发音要变成 the.
the entire. Alright, moving on to our vocabulary. 今天的第一个词汇是动词片语 pick up. Pick up, 它的意思是捡起。For example, my friends and I volunteered to pick up the trash on the beach. 我和我朋友自愿去帮忙捡沙滩上的垃圾。那 pick up 这个片语它其实还有很多不同的用法跟意思，那这边再补充另外一个比较常用的意思是 pick somebody up, 就是用车子去搭载某人或接送某人。比方说 You don't need to pick me up, I'll take a bus home. 你不用来接我，我会坐公车回去。要注意哦，要去接某个人回家一定要用这个片语 pick somebody up, 千万不要用成 bring somebody home, 那个意义上就不太一样咯。好，我们的下一个单字是 pace。 pace 它是不可数名词，意思是速度或是步调。 The fast pace of modern life has resulted in the waste of a lot of resources.快速的现代生活导致了许多资源浪费。那讲到速度，相信比较多人第一个想到的单字应该会是 speed。 speed 那这两者的差别呢，当我们在讲走路的速度的时候，通常都只会用 walking pace 而不会用 walking speed。 那在讲汽车、机车、飞机的时候，我们才会用 speed 这个字。另外就是 pace 这个字，刚刚有讲它的意思有包含步调的这种感觉，所以我刚刚讲的例句 The fast pace of modern life 这边就不能用 speed 去替代。 OK, 那我们来看一下 speed 的例句。 Cars are not allowed to drive above the speed of 30 kilometers per hour in this nature reserve. 在这个自然保护区内，车子的行驶速度不得高于时速30公里。Okay, our next vocabulary is cover. Cover, 它在这里是动词，意思是遮盖、覆盖，或者它也有包含、涵盖的意思。我们来看一下例句。 Our goal is to cover this whole wasteland with trees in 5 years. 我们的目标是在五年内以树木覆盖这整片荒地。或者是The latest conference covered all the issues on climate change. 最新的会议涵盖了所有有关气候变迁的议题。那 cover 也可以当名词，它的意思就是封面或是封底。For example, Greta Thunberg was elected as Times Person of the Year and appeared on the cover page of the 2019 December issue.Greta Thunberg 被选为 Time 杂志的年度人物，并出现在2019年12月号的封面上。那还有一个相信大家都很熟的谚语叫做 Don't judge a book by its cover, 不要以貌取人。这边的 cover 就是名词的封面的意思。好的，我们来到今天的最后一个单字 area。 Area 它是名词，意思是地区或是区域。Global warming caused climate change, and climate change can lead to hot areas to become even hotter and cold areas to become even colder. 全球暖化导致气候变迁，而气候变迁会使炎热的地区更加炎热，寒冷的地区更加寒冷。那 area 有一个近义词是 region. Region, 它的中文也会翻成地区。For example, in the northern region of Russia,Bears are invading villages due to abnormally warm winter. 在俄罗斯的北部地区，由于异常温暖的冬天，熊只开始入侵村落。那 region 所指的范围通常都会比 area 要来的大蛮多，然后通常会用在就是行政的用途上。And that's all for our episode today. Thanks for listening. Remember to leave your recordings and give me a thumbs up.At the end of the episode, I just want to say a few more things. Reducing waste won't just save marine lives and ourselves, but can also help cut down the carbon emission. Climate change is happening, and no matter you're young or old, rich or poor, the effect will come to you sooner or later. Some people say that global warming is just a natural phenomenon of Earth, but even if that is true, so what? People all die. But do you sabotage your own body or pay little attention to your health just because you know you're going to die one day? I don't think so. Then why would this become a reason not to care about our environment?
有些人说全球暖化只是地球的一个正常现象，但即便这是真的，那又如何呢？人都会死，但是难道我们会因为知道自己有一天会死掉而破坏自己的身体，或是完全不在乎自己的健康吗？我想大部分人应该都不会吧。
既然如此，那这怎么能够成为我们不在乎环境的借口呢？We're all on the same boat and we're all responsible. It's time to stop ignoring the impact of global warming and climate change and do something. Thanks for joining us today. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye!